Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 4th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,000 head to be offered, 8,600 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 7,900 weaned calves, and 6,700 calves on cows. If you want details about when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
Rain, snow, and low temperatures swept across the Central Plains this weekend in an extremely unseasonable cold snap, dumping up to a foot of snow, some reports say, on fields in Oklahoma's Panhandle, western Kansas, and Colorado, causing significant damage to wheat crops in the vicinity. In our nation's capital, our farm director Ron Hayes caught up with Chandler Gould, CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, for his take on the situation and what impact it will have on wheat producers across the country and the agriculture community in Washington.
This is a very unfortunate event for our growers, but what it does do is give us more and more reasons and evidence and proof of why it's important that that safety net is there, why crop insurance is there. This is why we need a farm bill. How do you mitigate and plan for risk of this scale without having a farm bill and crop insurance?
Going into negotiations for the 2018 farm bill, crop insurance does have the biggest target on its back. But turning tragedy into a tool, Gould has used his association's resources to reach out to wheat growers affected by this untimely weather with instructions to document the damage done and share it with those opposed to keeping the Farm Bill's safety net programs intact.
Well, you know, we are having our growers out there taking pictures, doing videos. We are tweeting to the Heritage Foundation, this is why you're wrong on crop insurance. This is why we need a farm bill.
This catastrophe comes just ahead of the Kansas Wheat Tour, which is set to begin today, actually. It is too early to say at this point what the extent of the actual damage is. However, this tool will allow crop scouts the opportunity to examine crop conditions up close for a more accurate estimation of damages. And finally, National Cotton Council Chair Ronnie Lee said the NCC is extremely disappointed that the 2017 Omnibus Appropriation Spending Bill doesn't contain the cottonseed policy developed by the cotton industry in consultation with Congress. Lee says the cottonseed policy was broadly supported by the entire industry and other farm bill stakeholders. He says it was budget neutral, with the costs offset only by cotton-related provisions. It was supported by a bipartisan group in Congress and actually was designed to help facilitate the 2018 Farm Bill. Lee, a Georgia cotton producer, says Senators Pat Leahy, a Vermont Democrat, and Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow chose to play politics at the expense of cotton producers as they and their families continue to struggle with negative financial returns and increasing pressures. The senators' desire to help dairy farmers somehow became a prerequisite for whether or not Congress could help cotton producers respond to ongoing financial and trade challenges. You got farm news on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.